Linda Benton, welcome to A Rounded About.
Thank you for having me.
This event is benefiting a college scholarship fund. First of all, how much money are you trying to raise?
Well, this is our first year, so we really have no idea what the final dollar figure will be. Our expenses are incredibly low, so pretty much every dollar that comes into this event will actually go back into the community in the form of a scholarship to a college student who is a child of a healthcare worker. So if your mom or dad is a nurse or an x-ray tech or a lab technician, you're eligible to apply for this scholarship.
That's really interesting. Why pick that specific group of people to offer this scholarship to?
Well, because this event is sponsored by the medical community really recognizes that healthcare is a team effort, and doctors cannot do it alone. They really depend heavily on their nurses, their x-ray techs, lab technicians. It's a team effort. And so when we talked about where this money would go, it just seemed natural to throw it back into the community to a population that would really appreciate it.
And the child who receives this scholarship, does that person have to go into the medical field with this scholarship? Can they go into anything they want?
They can go into any field they want. It's just to help them pursue their college dream.
From Facebook, your Facebook page says the Chattanooga-Hamilton County Medical Alliance is a nonprofit membership organization of physicians' spouses dedicated to friendship, advocacy, education, and community service in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. How did this actually come to be, an organization of physicians' spouses?
It has been around for a long time, not only in Chattanooga, but in cities all over the country, because I think when you're married to a physician, you really see the need out there in the community for health care in every corner. And so as spouses of physicians, we really wanted to do what we could. You know, we didn't go to medical school, but we certainly have the ability to make a difference in the community. So the local chapter here is involved in a lot of things, one of which is abuse prevention. And we are involved in the Partnership for Children and Families.
Oh, yes.
The Battered Women's Shelter. We are actively involved with that organization. We actually have a school program called Hands Are Not for Hitting. And we go into preschools and elementary schools, and we really talk about it's sort of an art project where we engage their hands, and we talk about the best way, you know, touching, hugging, not hitting. And so that's really one of our big focuses.
So you're doing a lot of charitable stuff, but as you were saying, this scholarship fund, this is the first time you've ever done that specifically.
Yes, and we got the idea from Knoxville. The Knoxville Alliance, which is a similar sister organization, did this last year, and they called theirs Doc Rock. Well, it was a huge success, and it was just looked like a lot of fun. And we felt like it's sort of interesting. Everybody sees doctors and thinks of doctors and healing hands.
Yes.
And we want them to see the doctors in a different light. And so now they can come out and see them jamming hands with the guitar and the drums and whatever. So we think this is sort of a great way to present doctors in a different way.
And the organization has given some money to something called the Health Careers Academy, a summer program introducing high school age girls to careers in the health field. Could you tell me a little bit about Health Careers Academy?
Well, that's just one of the organizations that we support. And it's just, again, another way that we want to give back to the community and to help foster just a healthier community.
There's another group in Chattanooga, the Medical Society, which has a very similar name as your group. What is that group? How are you two involved with each other?
Okay, the Medical Society is the professional organization of physicians. So if you're a doctor in town, it's just a professional organization that you would join. We're a sister organization. We just happen to be the spouses of those physicians.
So you've got the Medical Society, you've got the Medical Alliance. They're kind of, obviously a lot of the same people are involved with both of them.
Right. Like your husband might be actively involved in the society while you're involved in the Alliance.
The event is coming up on March 1st. It's going to be the Med Rock event, a battle of the bands, raising money for this scholarship fund. Tell me about some of these bands that have, I mean, are they all doctors or is it just a band that may have one or two doctors in it?
I don't know for sure the exact makeup of every band, but every band does have a physician element to it. And so we have six bands. We have lots of doctors that people in the community will recognize. We have Dr. Todd Bombalay, Dr. Doug Barron, Dr. David Musgrave, Dr. Brent Sanders. Those are some of the local physicians that are involved. We also have, we're excited about this, the UT College of Medicine. The residents have put together a band, and it's called the Band Anna. And we were really just so excited about that band because residents are pretty busy.
Yeah.
And their hours are pretty difficult. So for them to take time out to get together, to practice, and to be ready for this event, we really want to shout out to the UT College of Medicine and hope that everyone there will come out and support their resident musicians this night.
And one of the bands is the Bluegrass Pharaohs, so obviously they're doing bluegrass. Is it all bluegrass? Is it a whole wide variety of genres?
It'll be a wide variety. It's just wide open. It's whatever their talent is and whatever their genre is, they'll bring to the stage.
So that's coming up on March 1st. How can people get tickets? What is the website?
Okay, this website is www.chatmd.org.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Well, we just invite if you love music and you want to support this great cause, we would just love to have you at the Hush Hush. The Hush Hush is an interesting, fun venue. We'll have beer and wine available at the event. We will also have Terra Nostra's food truck there, and they're coming up with a really great menu, especially for this event, and kicking back 10% of all their sales to the cause. So a lot of fun, good food, music, and a great cause.
Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.